Are you awake? I can hear some groaning in there. Are you still in bed? Well, can I come in? How can you not hear me? Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm leaving. I'm leaving. I'm in the hallway. Well, I can't really close it without looking. Just put some clothes on, please. Are you dressed now? Can I come back in? Look, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were wearing headphones. Oh my God, this is so embarrassing. No. I don't think you're a weirdo. It's natural to release some tension. I just wish you wouldn't do it during the day. Look, I'm sorry, you're beet red. There's nothing to be ashamed of, okay? It's embarrassing because I walked in on you. You did have the door closed, but you should have kept it locked. I'm sorry. Okay, this isn't even what I came back in here to talk about. Well, it sort of is. Look, I just think it's time we had a heart-to-heart conversation. Yeah, that's right. It's about you spending all your time in your room. Look, I know you're letting your standards slip because your father isn't here to keep you in check. And I know that you must see me as some random woman that can't tell you how to live your life. But when I married your father, I swore to be the perfect housewife, and it's not an unruly son that's going to stop me. Oh, are you now? You're not that bad. Well, the way I see it is there's a young man living in my house who goes to sleep at 4 a.m. and his room reeks of the smell of semen. Oh, don't act so shocked. Not after what's just happened. Look, I know what you're up to, and I completely understand. A guy your age has so much testosterone in his body, and it's perfectly fine to let it all out. But speaking of getting it all out, I've got to ask you just one favor. Could you stop using your underwear to unload it? Look, don't be so bashful. I'm just saying, it's not that fun to grab your laundry and get sticky hands after putting it in the wash. Oh, didn't know you could get any more red. Fine, I'm sorry. I'm just teasing you, and I shouldn't. I'm your mum after all. Oh, really? Do you? Do you really just see me as your stepmother? Even after all this time living together? Look, I know we never really connected, but surely you enjoy my company, right? You guess. Making your dinner, taking you shopping, going out to the pool. These are all things that a mum does with her son. What do I have to do to become your mum? What do you mean you don't know? There must be something that I can do. Okay. How about this? Why don't I give you some pointers for your masturbation marathons? Well, I know they're marathons because you head to bed early, yet I still hear your moans coming from your room well after midnight. Come on, stop blushing so much. You don't have to be embarrassed about having this conversation with me. Think of it as a learning experience, okay? Good. All right. So, first off, let's address the issue, which is ejaculating into your underwear. I mean, it's fine as long as you do the laundry, but it's a bit disgusting to put my clothes right in after it. Well, the alternative that most guys use is tissues. Tissues aren't enough. They don't absorb it that much. Well, how much do you ejaculate? A lot. Well, how about finishing your business in the toilet? Flush it away when you're done, right? Oh, don't worry about me. If I see you sneak off to the bathroom, I won't bother you. Just promise me you won't be wearing headphones then. You'd need to sneak off a lot. What do you... Oh! Right, you mean... Well, how often per day do you masturbate? Oh, wow. Well, honey, that's a lot. Does it not hurt to do it that much? A dull pain, and it becomes really red. Sweetie, it sounds like you're doing it wrong. Well, masturbation should be good. You shouldn't be in pain for trying to get to your next release. Come on, show me. You heard me. Show me your penis, young man. No, I'm not leaving until you do. You're going to show me that penis right now or I'm taking you to a doctor. Oh yes, I'm dead serious. This doesn't sound healthy at all, what you're doing, and I refuse to let you sit as it is. That's a good boy. Now, let me examine it. Well, first thing I see is it's clearly chafed. Don't you use any lube when you're masturbating? Not even lotion? Well, wow, okay. Well, that's your first problem there. You can rub one out without lubrication for what we call a quickie, but if you plan to have an enjoyable session or more, then you need to keep it friction free. What you need to do tonight is to put some lotion on it so that it will heal. Well, just apply some to your hand and give your penis a few strokes to set it in. I'd be paying extra attention to the underside of your tip, right here. I'm so sorry, did it hurt you? It just jumped and you clenched your teeth. You're so tense. Just relax. Don't think about anything. Just focus on my hand. Okay? I'm going to touch it now. There we go. Wow. It's so warm. Are you in pain? A little, huh? I think I should show you how to masturbate. Can I do that for you? Great. Well, since there isn't any lotion, I'll just need to improvise. Oh, don't be so coy. Just imagine it's lotion. Now, I'm just going to make my hand into a fist and I'm going to slowly pump you up and down. The trick is to keep a good amount of pressure, but don't choke it. Your penis has many nerve endings and it can be quite sensitive in some spots. Will you jump if I touch the underside again? See, my saliva, I mean the lotion, makes my thumb gliding over it so easy. Pay extra attention to what we call the head, not the helmet-like shape. It's a bit squishy, kind of like a sponge. It's actually kind of fun to press it lightly. Right, I'm sorry, just got carried away a little bit there. After giving it a good amount of pumps, you can slide your hand down just like this and cradle your testicles. Just to be sure to handle them gently. They are called the family jewels for a reason. But still, don't be afraid to play around with them. Palm one with your hand and push it around carefully with your fingers. Yeah, just like that. And then we do the same with the other one. It's fine, you can moan. It's supposed to feel good, baby. It's actually flattering, you know. I didn't think I still had it in me. Your father doesn't really pay me any attention. Well, I guess he never really did. I just figured that his sex drive was affected by his work. But, you know what, forget it. Alright, I'll tell you. God, what am I doing? So, your father keeps himself busy with work, but I'm here at home all day with just my thoughts. And as you can imagine, a woman has her own needs. And hearing you jacking off all night doesn't help at all, and this is getting me so wet. I said that out loud. Oh no, I'm so, so sorry. I don't know why I blurted that out. Wait a minute. You just got harder. Are you getting turned on just knowing that your cock is making me wet? Oh, this is fantastic. I think I just found my very own boy toy to use. Do you see how I'm rubbing my thighs together? Desperately try to give myself a bit of pleasure as I stroke your perfect cock. Yes, baby, it is perfect. It looks so good. I just want to kiss it. I like that. I can tell by how hard you've become. You wouldn't mind if I did it again and again. Oh my god, this is addicting, to have so much power over you like this. Now I'm gonna keep going, but I have a few rules first. And if you say no to any of them, I'm stopping this right now. You got that? Perfect. The first rule is that you'll be my obedient good boy. You won't stay cooped up in your room all day. You won't shuffle around the house. You won't skip out on your chores. You'll do everything I tell you to do the moment I want you to do it. Do you agree with this new rule? Good boy. And the next rule is that you're going to call me mummy. No more stepmother bullshit. I'm your mummy who's going to take care of her good little boy, and I want you to acknowledge that. Now, what's my name? That's right, it's mummy, and you're my good little boy. You're such a good little boy for your mummy, aren't you? I love your little moan so much. I could do this all day. But maybe another time. Oh yes, we're going to do this again. I'm in charge of this house, and if you're living here, you have to pitch in. And what better way to help your mummy out than to give her all of your cum? That's right, you're going to give me every single drop. Actually, one more rule. No more coming in your underwear. If you want to come, you will come to mummy, and she will tell you where you can come. No. In fact, if you want to masturbate, you come to mummy. I don't want you to even graze your cock with your own fingers. Only your mummy can touch your perfect cock. Nod if you agree. Oh, I love this. You're mine, and you're going to please me every day in any way that I see fit. You're going to wake up and kneel under the table while I eat breakfast, which you'll have prepared for me. You'll rub every inch of my body with sun lotion while I lay naked by the pool, and you're going to beg me to give you release, to which I may or may not give you. I want you to earn your orgasms, each and every single one of them. But right now, since this is your first orgasm from me, I want you to come. You're so close, aren't you? Here, this should help. You're squirming so much, you're on the edge. Mommy gives you permission to come. Come for your mummy. That's it. Come for mummy. Oh, God. You're coming so hard. Oh, wow. It's so warm. Just coating my hand in your thick, hot cum. Such a naughty boy. Oh, wow. That was so hot. I really can't believe I just did that. It was so exhilarating to tell you what to do. And you listened to every word that I said. Your father barely acknowledges me after marrying him, and yet you're hooked to whatever comes out of my mouth. Mummy's so happy that this has happened. Oh, I'm sorry. I got lost in thought and kept on stroking you. You must be so sensitive now. Shh. Don't say anything. Mummy's got you. Lay back down and just breathe in and out slowly. Come on, take a deep breath for me, baby. In and out. In and out. In and out. Good boy. Now, don't move. I'll go grab a towel to clean up. Or maybe a pair of your underwear. You'll be doing the laundry after all, right? Such a good boy. I'm just gonna wipe your mess off. And there. Now, I'll go wash my hands off and prepare dinner while you put a wash on. After that, you can kneel on the floor and return the favour to me while I watch TV. Just think of it as another lesson. Pleasing mummy. And I've got you for a full 2 weeks, and there's so many things that I want to teach you. See you at the dinner table, baby.